Final score, the North Dakota State Bison 20 and the Redbirds 7. North Dakota State has now won 6 straight against the Birds, and the series between the two schools is 8-2 in favor of NDSU. Let's head down now to Craig Birchie, who is with head coach Brock Spak.
All right, thanks a lot, Dick. Brock, 20-7, the final against North Dakota State. The Bison come in here. They're playing for that number 2 seed, most likely, and they certainly showed they are worthy of that in the FCS playoff.
Well, they're a very good team, and you know, we just couldn't get anything going offensively. We weren't tough conditions. I get that, but you know, we didn't complete a pass to ourselves until the about 4 minutes to go in the game, and you know, we scored 46 points here. You know, 2 years ago in probably worse conditions. So, you know, that's can't use that as an excuse. You know, we left our defense on the field a lot, and they were out there a lot all year. And it just wears them down. They get, you know, you wear down towards the end of the season. It's tough. So we got to find a way to score and produce points. But they're a very good team, and we knew that. But, you know, we're very close. I mean, we have a very good team here, too. The two best teams in our league, we just – lost in overtime and lost a close game with 4 minutes to go here against a good team. So we're close. We got a lot of work to do in the offseason.
Drops, it seemed, late in the game by some of the receivers. Really, whatever momentum you get, you lose it immediately with those drops.
Horrible. You know, you gotta catch the ball, man. You gotta come. You know, those yards were hard to come by. And you know, Jake, you know, they have a good. Their four down are tough, and he didn't have a lot of time to throw. And when he did, you know, he puts it on. You got to catch it, and you know, a couple of those cuts would have been tough catches. But you know, you got a college. You get two hands on the ball, you got to catch it.
The psyche of Jake. I mean, that's got to be frustrating when you're putting the ball right out there, and that wears on a quarterback after a while. I would say you can only shake it off so much, couldn't you?
Confidence is everything in athletics and anything in life. And you know, we don't have. Conference, they're going to catch the ball. But all you can do is that in that situation is keep putting them on the body and hope they catch it.
Well, we talked before the game. You can't give North Dakota State that window. The blocked punt or the roughing the punter. You know, that seemed to be the break that broke it open for them.
That was about it. And but we still had a chance there. You know, they had leaky yardage at the end of the game, and you know that was our fault on defense. You know, it was a long day for those guys, and they're out there a lot, and they just got to – but you got to try to stop them. You know, we just ran out of gas.
Some of those stand defensive players you're referring to that are your seniors, some standouts like Dalton Keene, Devontae Harris, Alec Coker, guys who have really produced for you throughout the years, they left a pretty big mark on this program.
Yeah, they did. They're excellent players and great kids, and I can't say enough about them. You know, I told them how much we care about them in there, and you know, we had a lot to be proud of. I know it's not how they wanted to end their careers, but, you know, you move forward and work on getting better.
Well, we'll see what happens. I don't think playoffs are in the mix for your team this year, so probably more focusing towards next year.
Yep, focus on next year and try to get our team better. That's what we'll do.
All right. Thanks so much for your help this year, Coach.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Coach Brock's back joining us, and we'll take Devontae Harris now, the senior defensive back out of Wichita State, who really just played wonderfully down the stretch. You kind of had a rougher start to the start of your season, but you really rebounded, and I think you're probably worthy of that. The draft discussion that's out there about you.
Yeah, the thing is whenever you fall down, you got to pick yourself up, and you got to try and find a way to keep on going.
Well, you guys, the defense was not necessarily constantly doing that, but certainly trying to keep the offense up all afternoon today.
Definitely. We just try to play our game and control what we can control. So.
And fortunately for you, you know, the conditions kind of dictated the passing game was not going to be too much of a factor today.
Yeah, there was only a couple passes down the field, so you know, the ball wasn't in the air much. But being DBs, we had to try and come downhill and try and find the ball and try and make plays.
What were the conditions out there like for you?
It was pretty cold. I couldn't feel my hands for most of the game, but it was, it was just one of those November football games. You gotta try and make it work.
Well, unfortunately, you guys end at 6-5, still a winning record. You never had a losing record in your time at ISU, and there aren't a lot of guys who can say that were former ISU Redbirds.
I mean, from what we built over the past In my mind, this is a losing record. You know what I mean? But the goal is to keep the tradition going, and hopefully in the following years, the guys down line can keep it going and try and win some games.
Well, I know you really took that mentor role seriously as a senior and as a junior too, but I could see it with Willie Edwards, and it looks like he's ready to take that next step that you took a couple of years ago.
Yeah, that's family. He's also a Wichita native, so I made it really special for me to take him under my wing and try and get him on the right page before I got out of here.
So what's next for you now?
Next for me is going to go train and try and see where I can take this.
All right. We're excited to watch you in the future here, Devontae. Thanks so much.
Thank you,
appreciate it. Devontae Harris now joining me, another W boy out of Waukesha, Wisconsin, Alec Coker. And this was like Wisconsin football today, wasn't it? You probably felt right at home.
Oh, yeah, nice and cold, definitely.
Yeah, but you want to get back inside, though.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure.
I know this isn't the way you wanted to end your career here at ISU. You know, all the battles you fought, all the playoff games you've been through, but still some remarkable memories for you.
Oh, yeah, this is a time of my life that I'll never forget. All the guys made great friendships. The guys are going to be at my wedding one day, and just really going to miss them.
Well, that second half, you know, you're going to the locker room, you're scoreless, and you come out. They had the roughing the punter, and then that turned into the touchdown. What was the message at the half for you guys? Because defensively, you were playing so strong.
I mean, nothing really much. We didn't really change anything. Just had to come out here and keep playing our ball. Try holding them big plays, and obviously they made a few, which made the game what it was, but just really just come out here and play.
Message to the youngsters now is you prepare to leave, and what's next in the future for this football team that you're seeing?
I think there's unlimited potential, really. I mean, there's a lot of young players. Our team was a lot of young guys, and although a lot of people that played were seniors, a lot of young guys are going to have to fill spots, but I think it'll be good.
Well, it was fun watching you. Man, you fought through a lot of adversity in your time with injuries and such, and just phenomenal job. Great job, Alec.
Appreciate it.
All right, Alec Coker, senior safety out of Waukesha, Wisconsin, joining us, Dick. Sad day here, 20-7 the finals. The Redbirds fall to North Dakota State.
I love what Devontae Harris said to you, Craig. 6-5 to him is a losing record, and that kind of illustrates, Ted, what the standard has become here at Illinois State. That's good to hear.
It is good to hear, and he's a fine guy, and they'll sure miss him, Dick, a lot. And, you know, it's amazing. The pass defense was outstanding today. They only first series, third and about eight, they get a 12-yard pass, and after that they got 3 yards the whole day passing. Yeah. That's a tremendous job by the defense.
And I think that three-yard completion was on that first possession.
I think it might have been.
I'm not 100%. But
it's to the running back.
It's so ironic. If that's the case, they pass for 15 yards the whole game, and it all comes on their first possession of the game. The Redbirds don't complete a pass until Brock said it was 4 minutes. I think it was maybe between 4 and 5, or maybe even a little bit over 5, somewhere in there. At any rate, the very end of the game, the Birds do not complete a pass until then, and they wind up throwing for 113 yards, which was incredible in the context of the futility with which they played trying to throw the ball earlier in the game.
Well, the darn defense gave up one big play again all day, Dick. That's it. One play last week and one play this one play the second half last week, and then one play in the whole game this week. And, gosh, they got to be proud of themselves. But, you know, when you don't win, it hurts. That's all you can say, and that's what Devontae, it hurts him.
The difference between the two plays you've described last week, that big run by Taron Christian beat them. I mean, it did result in an overtime game. It wasn't the final touchdown, but when you look back on it, that's the play that made the difference in the game. In this case, it was the play that nailed down the victory that North Dakota State may have secured anyway, but that one clinched it for the Bison, who do win the outright Missouri Valley Football Conference Championship with this 20-7 victory over the Birds. All right, plenty more to come. We're going to take a break, and then we'll come back and review the events of this game, and we will have our Bloomington Relocation Systems move of the game. That's next, but right now we pause. This is Illinois State Redbird football from Learfield.